So yeah, this Data Space for Democracy is a project we started with partners like Open Source Politics and Metropolis of Bordeaux. But I'm going to talk to you a little more about why we need data spaces. When we interact digitally today, we use platforms. And that means if you want to send me a message or to sell me a product or whatever, to organize whatever online, you need to use a certain platform, you need to use their software, you need to give them all your data, you need to use their algorithm and use and accept their terms and conditions. And if you don't do that, then you cannot interact with me, basically. So this creates a lot of issues because this creates monopolies. I mean, you've heard of Cambridge Analytica and, I don't know, the problem with Google in the press. And I mean, there are like thousands of examples of why this is a problem. But there are alternatives. When you send me an email, and most of you probably have used Matrix as a chat system, this is not, this doesn't have the same conditions. You don't need to use the same app as me in order to interact with me. And there's, that can be applied to not only chat and emails, that could be actually applied to anything, any kind of digital interactions. And there are actually a big movement in that direction today. The European Commission has been launching their data strategy something like 5 years ago. And the W3C with Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the web, has pushed some standards you might have heard of, SOLID. And all of these are going into a direction where we can interact online without relying on a platform that will intermediate us. For the European Commission, it's basically the idea is a lot of markets, like the ones we've just talked about, were intermediated by platforms recently, and that created like Uber with the working conditions of the drivers, and that created a lot of issues like that. And the idea is that if that were to happen to B2B market, like imagine, for example, the car manufacturers in Europe were to be intermediated by an American platform or a Chinese platform, that would obviously be a huge problem for the whole European economy. So that's why the European Commission has been investing a lot of effort on that. And so there's a lot of data spaces that are being pushed in the industry. And yeah, the W3C is working more on what's relating to users and personal data and all of that. And that's actually a big thing that changes a lot. Very quickly, what it means in a bit more technical way, it means basically that any app can access data wherever it is. So instead of having one platform that's a silo where everything is enclosed, you can use the app you want, you can store the data wherever you want, and you can interact with me, and I can use the app I want. I don't have to use the same app as you do. And same thing for algorithms, same thing for terms and conditions or whatever. So instead of having one platform, you end up having an ecosystem of applications that then interact and exchange data and store the data wherever the, the user wants to store the data. Why it matters for open source? Because today, if you have a platform like Facebook, for example, open source is useless. I mean, you have one Facebook, you can make another Facebook if you want, but all the users are in Facebook or TikTok or put whatever platform's name you want there. So there's no need for open source there. There's only one code base and it's controlled by one company. If we move to a data space logic, then we have a lot of different apps. You can have yours. I can reuse your app, I can modify it for my specific needs, and I can redistribute it. And so this is the real chance for open source to actually create apps, an ecosystem of apps that can be taken by communities. Because obviously, I mean, who can believe that 4 billion of users have exactly the same needs when it comes to a social media, right? So the idea is that with Facebook, you have one interface for everyone. In a data space, you can have as many apps as you want for all the specific needs. and now it matters for democracy. Today, there's a lot of digital democracy initiatives, a lot of various ways. You have consultations, as we've just discussed. You can send emails to members of parliament. You have consultations from the parliament, but also from cities. You have petitions. You have a lot of social media discussions. But all of them are completely isolated. There's no link between them. And so if you send an email to a member of parliament today, then tomorrow when there is a consultation about the same subject, well, you will have to create a new account on a new platform and create a new message on that platform. And that will be used only once, and you don't even know how it's going to be used. With the data space logic, we can create links between all of that, so that the contribution you've made once on a platform, on a social media, whatever, can be actually reused by the European Commission when they do that policy, by your city when they make their own regulation, and by, I don't know, a civil society association when they want to interact with people who have certain ideas. So the idea behind that is to create a common conversation between all the interactions that happen online, and get out of this situation that we have today, where on social media you have millions of people who try to be heard and no one listens to anyone. So that's what we've been working on for the last year. We've published a vision paper a few months ago, stating where this data space can lead us, how it could be made.